Brian Driscoll is with us. We love having him on here to talk about the Irish. Brian, good to have you, sir. How you been?
Yeah, I love being on. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Chris Tyree, the all-purpose back in Virginia, makes his decision in 2 days, I believe, the 24th. What do you think happens?
I think the pick's going to be Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's done a great job recruiting him. I think Chip Long's been on him for about a year. Once Lance Taylor was hired as the new running backs coach, they really connected. They really had a strong bond, and that was the final deal. I mean, I don't know if Archer Jensen would have stayed if they would have been able to close, but Lance Taylor was able to close, and I believe that he's going to announce for Notre Dame on Thursday.
Style-wise, who does he remind you of?
You know, people have asked me this, and I think, you know what he is? He's an Oregon back from back in the Chip Kelly days. I mean, and that's really what he is. He's a guy that's going to run the zones. He's going to find creases and just explode through them. You know, I think the closest thing Notre Dame's had to this from a signee standpoint was Armando Allen back before Armando Allen broke his leg. And when you talk about a guy that was a 100-meter state champ in Florida, Chris Tyree, as a sophomore and a junior, has had the nation's best 55-meter sprint time. And so just he's just that explosive home run threat, which is what, you know, really fueled the Chip Kelly offenses back at Oregon.
Yeah, he's, what, maybe 5'10", about 180, so he's not a big back. He's a speed guy.
He's a speed guy, but you know, he's a tough kid. He plays cornerback for Thomas Dale. He's a tough runner.
Right.
I saw some game film, and there's times where it'll be third and one, and he could probably bounce it and just outrun everybody to the perimeter, but he just puts his shoulder down and just really hammers it home. So he's a true every-down back. He's not a guy you're going to want to carry the ball 20 times. But he's a guy that can slash between the zones. He's going to really thrive in the buck sweep, which is that perimeter run that Josh Adams was so good at, where you stretch this, you know, the field for width and then find that crease and then just explode vertically. So, you know, you get a back with his speed behind the offensive lineman that Notre Dame's been recruiting the last 5-6 years. It's something that has a lot of Irish fans really fired up.
A couple of things we talked about, but let's go back to them. Give me the top concern for the team coming up.
You know, I think it's the inexperience on defense at some key spots. When you look at linebacker, obviously you lost Tavon Coney and Drew Tranquil. That's a lot of experience right there. You lose Julian Love to the NFL, and you lose Jerry Tillery at defensive tackle. There's some talented players there. You know, Jack Lamb is ready to step into the spot left by Drew Tranquil. 6'4", 230, ran a 4.5 during spring testing. Never played a snap of football. You know, so you're replacing Drew Tranquil, who really played for 5 years when you consider that he was a starter as a sophomore before he got hurt and then earned a redshirt year. So I think that, to me, is the biggest thing. You know, how are those guys going to handle going down to Athens, Georgia? How are they going to handle playing in Ann Arbor? You know, can they play with the consistency that we saw from that group last year? And I think that, to me, is really the biggest – I wouldn't say concern. I'd call it the biggest question mark heading into the season.
Brian Driscoll with us. We're talking Notre Dame on this Wednesday. Who replaces Julian Love?
Well, it's going to be Troy Pride. You know, Troy Pride, I believe, is going to move to that boundary position. And if you look at his numbers the last 5-6 games of the year, he played like an All-American. The second corner is going to be most likely a combination of Houston Griffith and Tariq Bracey, a pair of sophomore corners. They're going to be the field guys. I think you're going to see Houston as that big, long, tall, physical perimeter corner that plays the screen game, plays the run, plays off man, and really drives along the ball. Tariq Bracey, as we saw last year, you know, when he came in against Florida State and really played exceptionally well, I think they went 0-for-6 throwing at him in that game. He's more of a smaller, really fast man cover kind of guy. So you'll see them kind of do matchups with those two guys at that field spot, but they're going to be the new second corner, but it's actually going to be Troy Pride that's going to slide to that boundary corner spot.
Give me the list again of freshmen. It could be redshirt or it could be true freshmen that you think will impact this year.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cheap, but the punter, Jay Bramlett from Alabama, he's a kid from Tuscaloosa. They recruited him to step in and be the starting punter. So I think he's going to have a chance to come in there and do that and play. I think when you look on the defensive side of the ball, Jacob Lacey, a defensive tackle from Kentucky, he's a guy that was an early enrollee, you know, we saw Myron Tungavaloa, Mosa, and Kurt Heinisch both played a lot at defensive tackles freshman in 2017. Last year, we saw Jason Adamolola come in and play a lot. Jacob Lacy's more advanced than all three of those guys when it comes from a size, strength, power standpoint. He's a really physical kid, strong kid, 6'2", 295. Played baseball in high school, hit over 400 as a junior playing baseball in high school. Really athletic kid. So they're going to need him to play. You know, he's a kid that is going to play out of need, number one, but I think he's a guy that would have played regardless of whether or not there was a need for him this year.
Now, go back into what you were telling me about concerning Tommy Tremble out of Georgia.
He's just a freaky athlete. I mean, look, Bill, Notre Dame's had so much tradition at tight end. I mean, every starting tight end since 2003 has gone on to get drafted. But this is a different kind of kid. You know, a lot of those guys are real traditional tight ends. It's 6'5", 6'6", 250-plus pounds. He is a little – he's more of a modern tight end. You know, he's 6'3", 6'3 and a half. He's 237. He ran a 4.63 at one of the openings prior to his senior year of high school. He's a kid that broke his leg in, I think, the second game of the senior year. So he really went unnoticed. Dad played at Georgia, and he just brings a speed element that people normally don't see from the tight end position. And we didn't see him do a whole lot early in the spring, but about the middle of the spring, he started getting comfortable, and he just was a matchup nightmare. I mean, they'd put him in the slot, and it didn't matter who they put on him. He was impossible to run with. He's just so long and athletic, but he's also a natural football player, and I think that's a really important thing for me. It's one thing to be fast and athletic, but, you know, can you run routes? Do you know how to work the zone? Can you catch the ball? You know, do you know how to get open and those kind of things? And that's what we started to see from him late in the spring. He's got a chance to be maybe not this year as far as a truly elite player, but I think we're going to start to see some flashes of it this year. I think he's definitely going to make his presence felt this season.
For you fans in the South, that is Greg Tremble's son. You might remember him at Georgia, Greg Tremble's son, Tommy Tremble, mm-hmm. who is at Notre Dame from the state of Georgia. I tell you who I like a lot. He flashed a little bit last year, but the numbers weren't conducive because he was a freshman. But I really see some good things in Kevin Austin.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I think he's a guy that reminds me a lot of Michael Floyd. He's got that weird running gait. You know, he's 6'2", 210. You know, you don't think he's moving fast, but then the next thing you know, you can't catch him. And so I think he's a guy that, you know, you let him maybe cook another year behind Chase Claypool. You get him some experience. You know, maybe you let him catch 15 to 20 balls and really then step in as a junior and become that go-to guy after Chase Claypool graduates. But he's certainly a guy that towards the end of the spring, he was really starting to come along. It's for him, it's, and the coaches have talked about this, it's about becoming a more mature young man, becoming a more mature game, becoming more mature with the decisions he makes off the field. And once those things come around, and I'm hearing that he really had a good spring academically and all those kind of things, he's got a chance to have a really, really good year. But that sophomore class is really impactful. And everyone talks about Kevin Austin and Braden Lindsey, but the guy that people got to really keep an eye on is a kid from New Orleans, Lawrence Keys. He was a guy that was just really unguardable. And I'm not being hyperbolic at all here. He was literally unguardable in the slot during the spring. He's so quick. He ran a 4.48 at the end of the spring. Tremendous ball skills and just one of those guys. But you know those guys that just have that natural ability to run routes and get open. They understand angles and leveling off and all, you know, knowing when to go high when the coverage acquires it. He was just a really, really dynamic player during the spring.
One other player from the previous class, class 18, Derek Allen. What is his future?
You know, he's another guy. He's 6'2", he's 210 pounds, he's a good athlete. He had the second best 40 time of all the safeties there at the end of the spring testing. It's just about letting it loose, you know, Bill. And he's one of those guys, he reminded me a lot of Jalen Elliott back in 2017, where he really struggled. He was always kind of uncommitted to decisions like, you know, I'm just not sure if this is what I'm supposed to do. And so he wouldn't play fast. And then we saw Jalen Elliott go from liability in 2017 to part of one of the better safety tandems in the country in 2018 because he started getting more comfortable, started making plays. And Derek's big thing is he was so close to making a lot of plays in the spring. He was always a second late because he just wouldn't commit to this is what I got to do. And I don't mean, you know, from a buying into what the team is doing. It's just from an execution, knowing your assignment and being comfortable in it. So late in the spring, he started to get a little bit more comfortable there. We started seeing him make a little bit more plays. He played a little bit more physical in the spring game. But he's put himself in a position where you come out in the fall, you have a good fall camp, you're that number three safety behind the veterans, and you got a chance to step into the starting lineup in 2020 when those guys graduate and go to the NFL.
Tell everybody about the magazine coming out.
Oh, you know, it's a really exciting time of the year. It's a busy time of the year. We do a 160-page glossy cover, full Notre Dame football preview, and it's really exciting to work on. This has been coming out. I mean, I used to get this when I was a kid. It looks a little different now, though. But, you know, we break down every position, you know, all 10 positions. We go to the depth chart. We got bios, strengths, weaknesses of those position groups. I interview beat writers for all 12 opponents. We do information. We do analysis of all 12 opponents. We do a year in review. We do a one-on-one interviews with offensive coordinator Chip Long, with defensive coordinator Clark Lee, and with Brian Kelly. And so it's just so much information, and it's a really exciting time to work on it because it keeps that summer busy, and by the time we're done working on it, it's almost fall camp. So really helps the summer go by fast. But you will have some advertisements on that on our website, blueandgold.com, and our Twitter page at BGI News here in the next couple weeks, promoting how people can buy it. But it's really an excellent product.
Good stuff, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.